You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Natasha Arcelin is the founder and chief executive of OrcArt, an online auction house that offers contemporary art straight from the studios of early career artists. The platform, which launched earlier this month, allows art lovers and collectors like Natasha herself to buy works directly from artists in their final year of art school or up to 3 years post-graduation. Unlike the traditional 50-50 split most galleries offer, she gives artists 70% of the final price. Natasha joined us for this week's episode of Eureka to tell us how she came up with the idea and launched OrcArt.
I was curating freelance, working with graduate pre-emerging artists. I was also working with a commercial art gallery in Tel Aviv for a few years. I started my master's in 2015 in art management, and about 3 months in, we were talking in a lecture about other ways in which we could support emerging artists without government grants. And with all of the experience, with all of my issues with the art world, and then with this big question, I was kind of boiling on the subject of, okay, but how can we do that? And it was an issue that got bigger and bigger in my mind, and I became obsessed. I look back and it was this big problem, and I was like, it came together piece by piece. I can't say that it just happened overnight, but it was like putting pieces of a puzzle together. And I guess once you start running with something, I didn't look back for 2 years until Friday, when I just looked back and I was like, I'm like launching this thing now and I can't go back. There's 6,000 people, you know, following the company and everyone's super excited about it. And like, how did I even get here? But it's been a 2 year process. And I guess you can't really reflect until you're at that point where you're ready to reflect. So I used my master's to research the roles and responsibilities between galleries and recent graduates that were on their program. So I actually analysed through research, okay, what are the main responsibilities? How can I offer that service to the artist? How can we solidify the same relationship as a gallery without having all these overheads and having to take 50%? How can I adopt that to OrcArt? So I used my master's thesis for that. I also used the master's thesis to reach out to art world insiders, so I interviewed them. I then went to the top 30 schools in the UK and I spoke to hundreds of different graduates about their needs and what they were worried about and what they wanted. I've spoken to so many people about the project, and I'm always curious to hear opinions and criticism, because obviously I want to know exactly what to look out for before I created it. I think it's important to speak to as many different people, because at the end of the day, as passionate as I am, I don't have 50 years of experience like some of my advisors do. So I think it's very important in life in general to listen to as many people as possible. And you also have to listen to your target audience, your artists and your clients, what they want and what they expect. And that's basically what you have to give them. We connect recent graduates with collectors, so the collectors can buy the artwork directly from the studio so that the artist receives the majority of the sale and we cut out all of the overheads. So we're creating access basically for art lovers, collectors to buy artworks directly from artists. The project is based on what I needed and what I want. I saw an issue and I'm not one to sit down and just let it happen. I felt like I really have to do something here. I don't want to go through my life and not be able to collect art, and I'm not going to go through life seeing all these artists just fall like flies because they can't sell their work because there's no channel. So that's how OrcArt came about. It was, I think, the beginning of 2016. I had a friend who I'd worked with on an exhibition. He was short of funds for his final year MA project, and he called me and said, I've just created this new body of work, can you come to the studio and maybe purchase a work? And at that time I had this very empty white wall in my apartment, and I said, of course. So I went down there, I was walking through the studio, you know, there was incredible work everywhere. I was like, wow, what is this? Who is that? It was literally like a kid walking into a candy store. And I bought a work, I love it very much, it's very beautiful, and I paid a tenth of the price for it. And then I thought to myself, why can't everyone do this, you know? Just because I know this artist, I'm able to do that, but how can I create this opportunity for everyone? Not just to own the artwork, but actually to discover something new before anyone else. And that's then how I started developing Orcart. So in terms of access, we're creating access so you buy directly from the studio, but also at that price point. So for people that cannot spend £5,000 at a gallery because of whatever reason, there's another way in. And this is not just random decorative work that you can buy at a Sunday fair. This is work with a lot of potential. You're investing because they're at the very beginning of their career, and that's why the price point is as it is. I'd love to share the joy of discovery with as many different people because I think it's one of the best feelings in life when you discover something new. I mean, that's priceless. So offering that opportunity to people, I think, is very inspiring. In terms of the content we do have, I mean, we've started very small. So we're offering 7 artworks a week. That's one a day. So every auction lasts a week. So it's not like a marketplace where you've got like 300 works. We're very curated, and that's done on purpose because we don't want to give people too much choice, and we also want to keep the quality of the work. We have created a completely new and experimental interface in terms of viewing work. If you've seen it, it's not the traditional thumbnail flat image of the work. We have our UX UI designer actually worked on the Samsung virtual consultation. He also worked on the interactive Chanel boutique. So I think we're in good hands with that. We wanted to create a new, a more exciting online experience, and the old traditional way of viewing art is offline in the flesh. I don't think anything will totally replace that, but we can try and get as close to that as possible. And I have to say that with the offline, it's very expensive. And if you want to pay an extra 50% for the artwork, then be my guest. But if you want to pay 50% less, you can view it online. As I said, top 30 schools. We've got some really promising artists there. I think we're at the very beginning of a very long journey and a very exciting one. We've just built the MVP model, which is the minimum viable product. So that's the most basic version of the platform that you'll see. In the next month, we're going to be raising the second round. And in 2018, we've got a lot of exciting things coming up. We've got a few offline shows with partner galleries. We're going to be doing a studio visit each month for our clients. And by the end of 2018, we will be opening second and third cities. So there's so much on the cards. I am overjoyed to be called a disruptor because fundamentally that's what I'm doing. I'm going against every traditional rule of the auction house, being very transparent. And it's not exactly like the traditional model where you can bid, but you can also buy now. So there's a cap. The reason we put the cap in there is because we have to look after the artist market, because it's primary market, because this is one of the first sales the artist will make. I think it's very important to protect the artists. My goal is to be able to allow people to trade worldwide. So can you imagine buying a work from South America from a recent graduate and being able to trade to like China, these graduates there? Like, it's a whole new model which we've created and which we just have to grow piece by piece.
Thanks very much to Natasha Arsalan, founder of Orcart, for sharing her story. This show was produced by Gaia Lutz and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.